This time there was no error message or other warning signal. All circuits were clear. He was ready to receive. Though some remote corner of his mind knew that he was really aboard Goliath, it didn't appear the least incongruous to Captain Singh to be looking down upon his ship as it floated alongside Kali. It also seemed quite logical, even if it was the bizarre logic of a dream, that Atlas was already installed on the asteroid, even though he knew that it was really still attached to Goliath. The details of the simulation were so perfect that he could see the bare patches of rock on Kali where the jets of the space sled had blown away the dust of ages. That was real enough. But the image of Atlas and its cluster of fuel tanks still belonged to the future. Hopefully, only a few days away. With David's assistance, all the engineering problems of positioning and anchoring the mass driver had been solved, and there was no reason to suppose that there would be any difficulty in turning theory into practice.
"Ready to begin run," said David. "What viewpoint would you like?"
"North pole of ecliptic, 10 AU distant. Show all orbits."
"All?
There are 54,372 bodies in that field of view." The pause, while David checked his catalogue, was barely perceptible.
"Sorry, I mean all major planets, and any bodies that come within 1,000 kilometers of Kali. Correction, make that 100 kilometers.
Kali and Atlas vanished. Singh was looking down upon the solar system from above, with the orbits of Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Earth, Venus, and Mercury visible as thin, glowing lines. The positions of the planets themselves were indicated by tiny but recognizable icons. Saturn with its rings, Jupiter with its belts, Mars with a tiny polar cap, Earth one vast ocean, Venus a featureless white crescent, Mercury a pockmarked disk. And Kali was a skull. That had been David's own idea, and no one had ever discussed it with him. Presumably he had looked up the entry in the encyclopedia, and seen one of the statues of the Hindu goddess of destruction wearing her sinister necklace.
"Center on Kali Earth axis. Zoom in. Check."
Now Singh's consciousness was filled by that fateful conic section, the ellipse of doom that connected the present positions of Earth and Kali.
"Time compression? 10 to 5th.
At that rate, every second would represent a day. Kali would reach Earth in a matter of minutes, not months.
"Starting run."
The planets began to move, Mercury speeding around its innermost track, and even lumbering Saturn creeping snail-like along its outer orbit. Kali started its fall sunward, still moving under gravity alone. But numbers were flickering somewhere in Singh's field of consciousness so swiftly that they blurred together. Suddenly they collapsed to zero, and at the same moment David said, "Ignition!"